tile comes from Jerusalem, from a shop by the sixth station, where it is said Veronica wiped the face of Jesus. Its decoration is Armenian, the Armenians having fled to Jerusalem in 1915 and set up their traditional tile-making craft. So it speaks to me of the suffering of the Armenian refugees, and thus refugees all over the world, and the tender act of kindness of Veronica to Jesus in his suffering, the suffering that the quotation speaks about. Today, there are many acts of tender kindness that we hear about. Those helping the vulnerable and isolated. Those health workers who pass on messages from loved ones to those in hospital, unable to have visits from their family. Those who phone or check up on the lonely. Who knows if Veronica set out to wipe Jesus' face, or just happened to be there when he fell near her, and she stooped and used what she had to hand to offer him an act of compassion in his brutal march to the gallows. She dared to stand out against the crowd and do something human, something tender, something that gave dignity back momentarily to the condemned prisoner. An act that mirrors the tender act of God in stooping to redeem humanity, in becoming incarnate, that God might hold all time, all change, all circumstance, in and to love's embrace. The mental image I have of prayer, which I have to confess is not original, but based on Dorotheus of Gaza's image of prayer being like a circle, is that of burrowing down deep into the earth. I imagine the globe and digging down farther and further until you get right to the centre, to that still point which connects to every other point on the surface of the globe. By praying, I can reach places I've can't physically go to, and I can only be physically in one place at a time. In prayer, I can be anywhere and can be connected to all points on the globe. Digging down in prayer to that still point where Christ is, in stillness, holding all time, all change, all circumstance in and to love's embrace. Even the current circumstances held to love's embrace. In her book Inherit the Truth, Anita Laskavalfish describes the effect of an unexpected act of kindness to a condemned prisoner. She was Jewish and in a Nazi prison awaiting deportation to Auschwitz. The day before her deportation, the lady who brought her work to her cell brought her her box of work as usual. But when Anita unpacked it, under the top layer of work, she found a piece of cake. She wondered at the generosity of such an act, at least a week's ration of sugar gone into making it, and the gratuitousness of the act. She said that the memory of that act of kindness, that being treated momentarily as a human being again, sustained her all through her time in Auschwitz. Jesus tells us that whatever we do to others, we do to him. Every time someone acts like that woman with the box of work, or like Veronica, we help sustain the one who is holding us and all our suffering world, all time, all change, all circumstance, in and to love's embrace.